kept everything professional, but something's changed. It's something I like. They keep watchful eyes on us, so it's best that we move fast and keep quiet. You won't believe half the things I see inside my head. Wait till you see half the things that haven't happened yet. What would you do if I went to touch you now? What would you do if they never found us out? What would you do if we never made up?
This is Sophie and Alexa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to our very special broadcast today. We have Alexa in the studio.
Hi!
Visiting all the way from Washington, D.C. Alexa is my best friend in the whole wide world. And so the theme of today's episode of Corner Parking is going to be songs that define our friendship, songs that we love to sing and listen to together. So first song we had today was I Can See You, Taylor's version.
Newest
from
edition.
The vault, exactly, off of Speak Now, Taylor's version. And picked that because we've been listening to it a lot since Alexa's arrived here from DC. Any thoughts on the song?
I think it's a great song. It took a few lessons for me to get it up there, but it's a good one.
I think, honestly, having the visual display of the music video helped for me to enjoy it more.
I just pictured Taylor Lautner the entire time.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Looking
with
good.
With his sword thing.
With his sword thing. Yeah. I highly recommend the music video if you haven't seen it.
It's cute.
Yeah. And coming up next...
What is it?
A song very near and dear to our hearts. It's from a, not a Disney Channel movie, but like
practically
a Disney Plus movie that I've never seen. Have
I've
you seen the movie?
I've also never seen it.
So the song is from a movie called Clouds.
Right.
And the song is called Clouds. And I think the premise of the movie is that it's like a boy with cancer.
Something like that.
And then it's like a girl who loves him.
Oh, and then he like has a hit song.
He has a hit song called Clouds, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a friend who's seen the movie, and she made us listen to the song like a million times until we all knew the words.
And we were not the biggest fans in the beginning, but by the end it was emotional.
It's a little corny, but like we formed a lot of memories around the song.
It was also over a really good weekend.
Really good weekend. So I hope that maybe it's not the best song ever, but I'm hoping that our listeners tonight can share in our enjoyment of it. Just, I hope you feel our connection and our love through the radio tonight. So it's Finn Argus and Sabrina Carpenter. This is Clouds. I hope you enjoy.
Just didn't take. was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase, kissed his kids goodbye. He waited his whole damn life to take that flight. And as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Louder than a lion, 'cause I am the champion, and you're
All right, you were just listening to Ironic by Alanis Morissette and Roar by none other than Katy Perry. Some thoughts on those picks?
I think they're similarly iconic and beautiful. I love women artists.
I love a mad woman.
An upset woman An upset is like woman. My favorite genre. Aesthetic and genre because it's relatable.
Yeah.
And Roar is underrated. And it's one of those songs. You know why
you think
I like
it's
it?
Underrated?
Because, yes.
Didn't she like dance on an animatronic tiger at the Super Bowl to it?
Probably. But I feel like it's one of those songs that like men would make fun of you for liking. So I like embracing.
Totally. Women might make fun of you too. But.
Women would make fun of me too, but it's okay.
But they just haven't heard you roar.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
It's freeing.
No, I like to roar as well.
Yeah. We were listening to that song yesterday.
Yeah, we were listening to it yesterday in the car. It's just, I love a song to sing along to.
And everybody knows the lyrics.
Everybody knows the lyrics.
I used to pretend I didn't like pop.
Yeah,
but that's
me too.
Not true.
Yeah.
I do like pop.
I like pop as well.
It's pop for a reason.
Yeah. Like
it's popular.
The songs that have brought us together are pop songs.
Yes.
So speaking of pop music, up next I have a song that you described as having defined the genre of pop. I don't know how much I agree with that statement, but it is from the Blue Neighborhood album by Troye Sivan.
I do think it's epitome of pop, and I think that it's done very, very well. The lyrics are also beautiful, and it's just fun to dance to.
It is fun to dance to. I chose the song Wild
off of
that album.
Great.
How was that live?
Oh, great question. I went to a Troye Sivan concert in 2016. It was amazing. There was a fan project where they had, like, all the fans have little hearts in the crowds, and this was one of the songs that people swayed them to. Special.
Amazing. So, coming up next is Wild by Troye Sivan.
To fall on the way home, you were trying to wear me down. Kissing up on fences and up on walls on the way home. I guess it's all working now. 'Cause there's still too long to the weekend, too long till I drown in your hands, too long since I've been a fool. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew loving could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. 'Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, it drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. Noise in my mind won't calm down. You're all I think about. Running on the music and night highs, but when the light's out, it's me and you now. Now, 'cause there's still too long to the weekend, too long till I come in your hands, too long since I've been a fool. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. 'Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, it drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. Bend and break.
awake, but I can't turn away, and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break, but I can't turn away, and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. Drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, 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 wild.
I live and die, feel the party to my bones. Watch the wasters blow the speakers, spill my guts beneath the outdoor light. It's just another graceless night. I hate the headlines and the weather. I'm 19 and I'm on fire, but when we're dancing, I'm alright. It's just another graceless night. Are you lost enough? Have another drink, get lost in us. This is how we get notorious. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I don't know if they keep telling me where to go. I'll blow my brains out to the radio. Meet somebody, take them home. Let's kiss and then take off our clothes. It's just another graceless night. Find these perfect places. What the f*** are perfect places anyway?
I'm a motherfucking train wreck. I don't wanna be too much, but I don't wanna miss your touch. You don't seem to give up. I don't wanna keep you waiting, but I do just what I have to do. And I might not be the one for you, but you ain't about to have no boo. Cause I know we'd be so complicated, but we'd be so smitten, it's crazy. I can't have what I want, but neither can you. You ain't my boyfriend, boyfriend. I ain't your girlfriend, girlfriend. But you don't want me to see nobody else, and I don't want you to see nobody. But you ain't my boyfriend, boyfriend. I ain't your girlfriend, girlfriend. But you don't want me to touch nobody else, anywhere I tell nobody.
Even though you ain't mine, I promise the way we fight make me honestly feel like we just in love. Baby, when push comes to shove, damn, baby, I'm a train wreck too. I lose my mind when it comes to you. I take time with the ones I choose, and I don't wanna smile if it ain't from you, yeah. I know we'd be so complicated, loving you sometimes drive me crazy, cause I can't have what I want, and neither can you.
You ain't my boyfriend, boyfriend. I ain't your girlfriend, girlfriend. But you don't want me to say nobody else, and I don't want you to see nobody. But you ain't my boyfriend, boyfriend. I ain't your girlfriend, girlfriend. But you don't want me to touch nobody else, anywhere I tell nobody.
I wanna kiss you, don't wanna miss you, but I can't be with you, cause I got issues. Yeah, on the surface, seem like it's easy. Careful with words, but it's still hard to read me. Stress high when the trust low. Bad vibes with the fungo.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, cause I've made some real big mistakes. You told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragically thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst.
second part.
You were just listening to Perfect Places by Lorde, Boyfriend by Ariana Grande, and Social House, Stop, and Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo, clean version. And so Perfect Places, me and Alexa were supposed to see Lorde together.
Oh yeah.
But unfortunately, it did not happen.
We bought it a year in advance. Before we understood how far our schools were from each other. And
we bought them for a Tuesday. We bought Lorde tickets a year in advance. It was before solar power had even come out. But we were just so excited to go to school in the same state.
Yeah. And then it was like, it's a 5-hour bus ride and there are no buses on Tuesdays.
And so, like, you have class on Wednesday.
Yeah. And so Charlotte went instead.
Charlotte went in your stead.
But we had a lot of content preparing for our Lorde concert together.
Totally.
Perfect Places is one of my favorites. It's very poppy.
Yeah.
I know you're a big The Louvre fan.
I do love The Louvre. I think Melodrama is one of the best albums ever made.
Yeah, it's
so
really good.
And I'm
She was like 19, right?
Yeah, and I'm a total... No, that was when she wrote Pure Heroine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm a total solar power defender.
I haven't gotten into it super well, but the like, three songs I know I think are amazing. I like Stoned at the Nail Salon.
I like that one too. I just think it's a great album and people just didn't get it like I do.
I think it was like a mood album.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
And I like that mood.
Yeah. It's a happy mood.
Like, sort of, but like not all of them are happy.
People Those are the only ones I listen
people,
to.
People just say like, oh, people are mad that Lorde is happy now. But, like, not all the songs
She's
are happy.
She's probably just mature.
Stoned at the Nail Salon is not a happy song.
No. It's brooding a little bit.
It's so brooding.
But, like, in a good way.
In, like, a more mature way than she used
She's
to.
She's just an adult.
She's just grown up.
It's like, I guess it's kind of like her younger music is kind of like Olivia Rodrigo's music in that it's very emotional and like relatable for teenage girls.
I totally think that Olivia Rodrigo and Lorde are more similar than Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo. I don't feel like Taylor Swift is so brooding.
No, she's more delicate, I think. I feel like those other two are more angry.
Yeah.
And like rage.
Yeah. Good point. And Boyfriend by Ariana Grande and Social House. Alexa was what are Ariana Grande fans called? Arianators?
Arianator, yeah.
Alexa's such an Arianator.
Like,
and I'm not at all.
I just loved Sweetener. Like, I thought it was so fun. I thought it was sexy. Like, I thought it was great.
You loved it.
I loved it. I listened
You would like
to it
send
over
me
over
videos
again.
Of you dancing to Sweetener like all day, every day.
It came out when I was alone for like a month.
And you were like, Sophie, like you have to listen to Sweetener. You have to give it another chance.
I still think there are some songs that persist.
No,
and, like are really good.
I just never got into it. But then when Boyfriend with Ariana Grande and Social House dropped, like
it's fun.
I loved this
it's
song.
Fun.
And then they were dating, and it was crazy.
Yeah. She's dated many of her collaborators, which is kind of funny. But it's, like, an emotional thing.
Oh, Mac Miller.
Mac Miller, Nathan Skies, Big Sean.
Who's Nathan Skies?
Who's, like, one of her younger relationship.
Is he an artist?
Yeah. Almost is never enough. That guy.
I do not know that song, okay. But it's okay.
Okay, well, we're playing it.
Okay.
It's a great song.
Nathan Sky.
So I guess that's like four already that she's collaborated with.
I totally thought of a song for us to play in a little bit.
Okay.
Nathan Sky, what song? Over Almost and Over?
Almost is Never Enough.
Almost is Never Enough. Okay. I'll cue it.
It's good. It's a ballad.
I'm going to cue it for a few songs from now.
Oh.
Well, okay, never mind. I'll cue it for now.
Now it's on my mind, yeah.
No, yeah, it's fine. Okay, it's 5 minutes and 28 seconds.
You can skip, or can you not?
You can skip what? Like in the middle of a song? Yeah. Like, that's not really the vibe, but it's okay. Okay, coming up next. It's Almost Never is Never Enough with Ariana Grande and Nathan Sky. Just remember, Alex is an Arianator.
It's a great song.
I believe you.
Sooner or later, we'll wonder why we gave up. cause you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you a love song, cause you tell me it's make or break in this. Is that why you want?
Welcome back. You were just listening to Almost Is Never Enough, and then Love Song by Sarah Bareilles, and then Brighter Than the Sun by Colby Calais. I feel like whatever the equivalent of an R-inator is for Sarah Bareilles, that's also what you are.
No. Oh, for me, yeah. When she did Waitress, mm-hmm. that really made me love her even more. A couple of those songs are just like my favorite songs of all time.
I don't even know what Waitress is about. I just knew it was such a phenomenon.
She's a waitress.
And okay.
She has this like toxic relationship, I think. But it's just the songs are so powerful.
Did she do the score or like the lyrics to the songs?
She was in it.
She wrote it.
And she was the original like cast. She was the main character. And then, like, a new girl, woman, Jessie, came in, and she's amazing, too. But Sarah Bareilles was just so, like, gentle. Oh, my God, is it still on Broadway? I don't think so.
I feel like I haven't heard about it in a while.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I could be wrong, because it's very, very popular.
Yeah.
There might be, like, a revival-type vibe.
I'm sure there will be in the future, maybe.
But she's awesome. Yeah. I love her voice. Like, it's just so pretty. She has this cover of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and it's, like, my favorite.
Oh, I like that song. Maybe I should give her a listen.
You should give that cover
a listen. Maybe on our way home.
Maybe on our way home.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a quick PSA for everyone out there who's listening. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high-interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. And Alexa, something about my radio shows is I like to do a thematic PSA, because we have this lovely PSA book. I always pick one that, you know, is about what's going on. And you told me that before you came here for the weekend that you were going to start budgeting after your trip to Boston.
So, yeah.
That was to inspire you on your budget.
Heavy on the after. I've been fast and loose with my wallet this weekend.
Yeah.
But I do need new ways to save, so.
Go to feedthepig.org.
I might go to feedthepig.org.
Yeah. And our final song of the show is the quintessential Sophie Alexa friendship song.
Mm-hmm.
We choreographed a dance to this song for our 17th. Combined 17th birthday party, which is now
infamous.
4 years ago.
My gosh.
Yep. Which is a little crazy to think about how we've been friends for so long.
I know. We also, like, we choreographed that dance weeks before the party.
No, it was...
And I low-key still remember it.
It wasn't even weeks. It was months
before the party. It was, like, months before the party, and we had to refresh. And because we spent so long thinking about it, I think we performed it, like, three times that night.
We performed it three times because people were kind of in and out, and we wanted to make sure that everybody saw it.
Because we were so
hard proud of it. Yeah. And it was okay.
It was, like, not that great.
Yeah.
But it was joyful.
And we were turning 17, so it was so like, special. Yeah. So the song is Dancing Queen.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And I'm going to play it for you now, and we hope we have a great night. And this has been Sophie and Alexa, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you have a great night, and we'll see you next week.